Want great vision? See Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasik surgeon. Call 214-328-0444 today for your free screening appointment.
Dave, about the Baylor situation, before we get into it, I want to make a couple of things clear to the audience with a couple of questions to you. Are you looking for any sympathy for yourself?
Absolutely not. You know, as you and I talked a little bit before we agreed to do this show, I've come to grips with the situation as I, caused about everything that I care about to go through, really difficult times, whether it was at Baylor, a place that I truly loved and chose to come from New Mexico, and my family, my friends. But the thing about it is, again, in life, you're not allowed pity parties. If you have a pity party, then it's, opposite of what needs to be done when you make a mistake. The aspect of what I did started out as a trickle and ended up a waterfall, and too many people, Norm, have suffered and continue to suffer. And the only thing that I want people to know is that I take the responsibility for it, and that sounds simplistic, but there's been immense consequences, and too many people have suffered too much. I know God's going to take care of situations in time, and the only thing I want people to know is that, again, the best thing you find out sometimes is what you are when you mess up, and the aspect of trying to get back and help situations, help young people as you coach, and just try to be a productive citizen again, and that's what you and I shared the other day.
Dave, are you looking to excuse yourself in any way?
No, I went through a period, and a lot of times you hear, Norm, about the person that makes a mistake, and at first they're sorry they got caught, and when the whirlwind of everything occurred, sure, I was sorry I got caught because I saw a terrific career that I enjoyed go up in smoke, and I saw a lifestyle go up in smoke, and you're sorry about that. But as time went on, the career and the lifestyle and, all the neat perks that go along with coaching were subordinate to the fact that I had violated so many people's trust, including, Dr. Sloan and Tom Stanton, two of the best people I've ever worked with. I violated the trust of the people at Baylor. I violated the trust of my players, my, family. And for a man, I think you would not know that, unfortunately, if you don't go through something like I went through. You would think that all those other things might be the things you miss most. But I'm here to tell you that the real caring aspect of what man is all about still is in relationships. And having, abused my situation, I really, felt badly about that part. And while you're not able to say you're sorry to everybody that you hurt, and people are supposed to forgive you, it's just biblical that forgiveness is immediate and trust is re-earned, it's really a difficult thing. And I've kind of put myself in a tough position. I had to leave the Waco area just because I thought I made everybody so uncomfortable down there. My friends didn't know how to treat me. I know I had friends in Dallas and Fort Worth and throughout Texas because I've spent a lot of my professional life down there, and they certainly didn't know what to say. So, again, it wasn't a case as much running away as to trying to help other people have space too. But again, after 2 years, and the time really is insignificant, because sometimes the recovery period might take 10 years, sometimes it might take a little bit less than that. But with me, I'm not in denial about what I did. I'm in, I don't know other than to kind of separate it into two issues. And I think the first thing, Norm, was the aspect of trying to pay the scholarships. And when people look at it, they on the outset, when you talk about an airline travel or food, when you have a young man, and what I did is I had too many players in that August period, because I had recruited a couple of players because I thought I was going to lose some players and not have enough to be competitive in the Big 12. So long story short, I tried to get some help for those guys, and when I was unable to get the help, I provided the help myself. But when a scholarship is out there. People don't realize that you have to eat off your scholarship. You have to get home off your scholarship, and that's what the other expense is for. We weren't buying people cars and stereos and things like that. We were just paying the rudiments and the fundamental costs of going to school. And again, as I said, long story short, you know, that's against the rules. I'm wrong for doing it, and I've accepted the NCAA's punishment for it. Without the NCAA, there's chaos. And I got myself so ambitious and so prideful and so head-turned in trying to make my program good because people kind of wondered why we went to Baylor, and I wanted to succeed. And as I said, that was just ambition gone awry. Then when the tragedy occurred, you know, then panic set in. And long story short, you know, my whole situation with the tragedy, I couldn't have felt worse. But I also knew that, you know, a lot of things were probably going to come out now about me paying for Pat's scholarship. And, you know, I was groping at anything that I could grope at. And the prevailing theory at that time, Norm, as you know, was that the investigative and the police people were investigating a drug involvement in the thing. And so, again, I groped at the first excuse I could, and that was the prevailing theory then, and I tried to dovetail my indiscretion into the prevailing theory, and certainly that exploded. It made it look like I created the story, when in reality I didn't create it at all. If it had come from you know, if the story was that he inherited money, I would have used that. But obviously, once it was on the tapes, you know, it kind of set off a hellfire. And I agree that it looks abhorrent from the outside, but it the aspect of what I did is it's just despicable to me. But I still come back to the fact that I didn't create the story. I was wrong and immoral in asking anybody to embellish a story. But long story short, it's been a tough 2 years. I try to let people know how upset I am about what I did, but I can't help people by just, you know, staying away and things like that. I want to get back, try to be productive as much as they'll let me, and realize that I was wrong. And as we tell kids when they create a mistake, you know, you just say you're sorry, you prove that you're sorry, and I'm trying to prove how sorry I am for what I've done to the people I care about.
I knew you then as you were going through this. I didn't call. I knew other people who knew you then and stayed away from you because, as you said, that was a tough time to be a Dave Bliss friend. And the question every one of us asked each other was, who is that? Who is that human being? Do you have an answer for us?
You know, I really don't, because I was asking the same question. It's like I had an out-of-body experience. But once the drip started happening, it's like when we tell young people, don't start a lie, because A, you can't remember your story, and B, you're going to have to compound it with another one. And when the murder occurred, you know, the game changed dramatically. And for, you know, about a six-month period, you know, again, and all of this was during like about a period of a year from the time that I started recruiting them. The period of my real indiscretion was over about 3 months. But again, I can vaguely remember any of this, and I was in a complete panic. And then you throw in the fact, the real tragedy of all this is to lose a young man, and actually lose two young men. And I know, you know, that situations, you know, that were involved made it very difficult. But long story short, I had no idea, you know, what I, the ambition and the pride and everything that had kind of compelled me to live outside the rules right then. And then, as I said, when the tragedy occurred, panic set in, and, you know, the game changed dramatically.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.